It's been a long week. So, what's up? Welcome to Kilo Mind. I'm Katie, and today's episode is truly special. We are thrilled to have with us Dr. Qin Xiaojie, a renowned psychotherapist and the visionary founder of CandleX, situated in Beijing. Today, we'll explore her interview with Catherine, a bright, newly graduated college student who's taking a gap year to explore new horizons and discover herself. Catherine's journey is a fascinating one, filled with the excitement of new beginnings and the challenges of navigating a transitional phase in life. We will hear from Xiaojie, then the interview of her and Catherine, both offering a unique perspective on how young adults can manage this pivotal time with confidence and clarity. So, without further ado, let's begin.
Hi, I'm Xiaojie. I'm a psychotherapist and also the director of CandleX. I am also the mentor of a brilliant young teenager, Katie Lai. Today, I want to talk about the concept of in-between. When you observe your breath, you notice there is a rise and a fall. The same goes with our heartbeat, the temperature of rotating seasons. There's that rhythmic yin-yang pattern. However, in our rush from one task to another, we often overlook the importance of transitions and the need to pause between endeavors or phases of life. There is a societal pressure to constantly be productive and engaged, with rewards and praise often reserved for those who maintain a packed schedule. As a mentor of two high school teenagers, I constantly remind them to leave some space in their schedule. Our inability to take breaks and rest is concerning. Moreover, there is a stigma attached to taking a break or stepping away from one's usual routine. Sometimes life presents us with opportunities to pause and reflect, but we may feel embarrassed or ashamed, or fear of missing out if we find ourselves temporarily unemployed or in need of time off. We rarely discuss the value of those moments in schools or within our families, and many of us struggle to comfortably embrace the idea of downtime. It took me years of practice to learn how to use the spaces between tasks and milestones effectively, and I still have a long way to go. But I'm heartened to see that some of the youngsters these days are increasingly comfortable taking the time to figure things out before making life-altering decisions. During my 1 month downtime, Biguan in Chinese, in Brazil, I encountered a group of highly motivated young people with a deep interest in nature, some of whom are embarking on gap years. I had the pleasure of interviewing Catherine, a Chinese recent college graduate in the U.S. who chose to take a break before pursuing her career. Her experiences and challenges offer valuable insights into the benefits of taking time off and how it can enrich our lives. I hope to share her story and the lessons she learned with you. I call this time in between. And now let's hear from Catherine.
Really good to have you today on Zoom with us. And the last time I saw you, we were in Ipiranga and then we were in Iguazu together. And I'm happy to have you today to talk about your experiences.
Glad to be here.
All right, I'm going to start asking some basic questions. Are you ready?
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. What is your name?
My name is Catherine.
Where are you now?
I am currently in IP Bio, so it's a animal reserve, somewhat around 20-minute drive from Ipiranga, which is a small city in Brazil.
And where are you from?
So I'm originally from Shanghai, China, but I moved to Canada when I was 14 years old, and then I moved to Boston for my high school years, and then I graduated college from St. Louis.
Okay. What is your age now?
I'm currently 22, just graduated from college.
Do you have any siblings?
Yes, I have a twin brother who also moves with me from China all the way to the US, so we are pretty close.
Right. All right. Well, let's get the conversation started. So you are in Brazil. You just graduated from school. The first question I actually already answered. Before the trip, what did you do?
Right. I recently graduated from college with business and computer science at Washington University in St. Louis. So yeah, I've been basically a student for my entire life up until this point. So it's been pretty exciting so far.
All right. And after the trip, what will you do?
So I'll start working, and it's going to be my first full-time job. I am very excited because it aligns very well with my major and what I've been studying so far. So it's going to be an interesting transition from becoming a student to becoming a full-time working adult.
Definitely exciting, very new chapter, right? Sort of like right. A milestone to make your own living. Yeah.
Indeed.
So first of all, I want to say congratulations on completing university and getting an offer, the first offer that you feel like it's in line with what you want to do, at least for this time being, right? I am curious, for people who usually get a job offer right after school, most companies require them to start right away. However, you have some time from when you graduate and from when until when you need to go to work. And how much time do you have? Can you give me, you know, a date specific to a month so I understand how much time you have?
Right. So I graduated end of December, actually, maybe like middle of December, around 17th of December. And then I'll start working early August. So probably around the 7th or 8th of August. So that's more than half a year just spending time with whatever I enjoy doing in life.
Yeah. Right. So it sounds like you have about 9 months between right. college time and the time that you start working. And if you put a label on this time between, how would you like to call it?
I mean, when I'm explaining it to other people, I call it a gap semester because that's easier to kind of communicate what I'm doing here with other students who might still be in college. But I guess personally, I would see it as a time to relax and enjoy my own company in a way.
Right. So if you just call it to your, you know, if you are your own audience, and you need to label it to tell yourself, what would that label be to describe the time that it's relaxing for yourself?
Specific term. I would say we're more like a vacation.
A vacation? Because
it's definitely not stressful. I don't have an agenda. I don't have a schedule. So it's just doing whatever I enjoy doing. So in that regard, for me, I feel like it'd be more of like a vacation.
Right. It's actually quite interesting to hear, to have this point. It's quite interesting for us to come to this point. We actually struggle to find the words to label this time of your life, right? And sometimes right. it's easier for other people to comprehend. We can use the language that's suitable for them. So when you talk to your classmates or people who are a few years younger than you, that's how they can grasp what you're doing. And you have a different word for yourself. And I noticed that you thought about it for a while. And this is definitely not a typical vacation that we actually use, right? Vacation is I am doing something and in between I take a pause of doing that thing. For you, it's quite interesting. It's almost like vacation of life, right? I finish one thing. Before I start the next chapter, I have something here that our society hasn't even really find a way to name it yet. Isn't that interesting?
Right. I guess it's also because I never in the past thought about labeling this experience. I guess personally it's because I'm not a big fan of labels. And for a journey like this, I feel like it's more of just a continuous journey as opposed to a set period of time that need to be labeled. So maybe that's why I haven't thought about bringing a label to this journey yet. But I do believe if I really have to put a label, vacation would be it. And you put it really well. I wouldn't say from life, but from work.
Because you study. Yeah, vacation from life is like,
So it's more of just a vacation from work slash study slash moving forward on a, I don't know, like an employment base.
Yeah, I like the last bit a bit about a break from moving forward. I think the reason for all the interview I asked you what to label it is because it doesn't, it's not a popular concept right now, at least in China, at least in many places that I have visited. So many people go from one chapter to another chapter. So the time in between chapters, we don't really think about it. We just go right in. I wonder, in this moment, you're sitting here and you look back on your college time. Could you share with us something about who you were and what your experiences were like during that first 4 years?
Right. So in college, since I studied business computer science, I kind of got a hang of both sides of both management and coding. And coding, obviously, can be pretty challenging. I remember there were times where I had to stay up till 5 or 6 in the morning puzzling over code and really wanting to smash my laptop. But the good thing is I have a very supportive group of friends, and a lot of my friends do also major in computer science, so I get a lot of support from them as well. Overall, academically, it wasn't the most difficult, but there were definitely, now thinking back, moments where I feel like it might be a bit too much. Mainly because aside from academics, I'm pretty huge on student organization. So I was the president of UCC, which is Washington University China Connection. It's a student organization basically connecting our Chinese students with the university. So I host a lot of events, manage our organization, and that's what takes up most of my free time. And sometimes it's difficult to balance academics with organization and then hanging out with friends. So there were times where my schedule was so packed, I had no idea what to do. But yeah, student organization and then hanging out with all my friends. They're mainly Chinese. And since they also study computer science, they're also very much competitive. It's very, very difficult. We're all trying to find internships. And we're all applying for similar positions. And nobody knows who's going to get the interview first, who's going to get in. Even though we're very collaborative, but we still, like, obviously compete with each other a little bit as to, like, who will be able to get a better, quote-unquote, internship than other people. So, yeah, back to my friends. I love to host gatherings and events with them. So overall, I think I have a pretty good balance of academics or student organization and hanging out with friends. By the end of my senior year, I kind of had to figure it out. So yeah, now looking back, I feel like my college years has been really rewarding and definitely changed me personally. And how I view myself in a way, and how I balance my time to accommodate everything altogether. So, yeah.
Yeah, well done, well done. From 18 years old and then to 22, that's the time for a young adult to learn how to balance and how to make friends and how to get that social support when we are facing stressful times. And those are the things that you learn how to do by yourself. And you formed a group of friends that can have those, what we call a 良性竞争, right? The positive competition. So yeah, congratulations on that. I have another question relating to your college years, because that's when families start to change when children go to school. When I say children, teenagers go to college, sometimes that changes the communication and the feeling of dynamic of the family. Can you? I know it's a really difficult question, and even more difficult when I ask to summarize it in a few sentences. So, yeah, what is on your mind? What are the first things that pop up on your mind when you heard this question?
Great question. I feel like since I got to me, my brother, and my mother, we all moved to the U.S. and to Canada together. So we're able to experience everything kind of collectively. So in a way, we have a very good communication very early on, even before college, communicating what we feel about each other, what we feel about ourselves, communicating the challenges in life. So early on, we're able to build that feedback pretty well. So when I went to college, even though we're not in the same city, I don't feel like I lost. Our relationship changed a lot because it was pretty solid, I would say, and stable even before I got to college. In that regard, I feel like it hasn't really changed much because we all know that we're there for each other, no matter the location differences.
All right. So thank you for sharing with us who you were when you were in college. I think it takes a lot of strength for a young adult to go against the social expectation, at least if you're active in China, in Asia particularly, you're supposed to move forward, right? Our slogan is go faster, stronger, and higher, right? And we're actually taking a break and not being afraid to be left behind for a little bit. And so obviously, I assume that you want to take that time to experience life differently, travel, and relax. And there's a lot of, it actually says a lot about you. And even in just this one moment, there's so much behind it. So I want to ask a question of, when you had the idea of taking a break, how did your parents respond to it?
Well, when I first mentioned it to her, she's hesitant because she's scared that within the span of 8 to 9 months, you know, anything could change. What if they decided to not give me my offer again? Then I'll be unemployed. So she was very careful at the very beginning and basically advised me to take the offer and start in February. But then later on, I tried to communicate with her and to let her know that it's very important for me, for my lifelong learning journey, to have a period of time by myself. And perhaps it'll be a long time till I'll have an opportunity like this again once I start employment. So it's going to be very important for me. And also historically in the past, I've always done pretty well and basically lived up to their standards. So I believe she was able to trust me, to trust my judgment and what's best for myself. So she's able to basically give the choice to me and let myself decide what I want to do, which has been really helpful. And I'm very grateful that she's able to give me this chance, basically, and to trust me enough for me to travel alone in a different country and to do this. So,
Xiaojie and Catherine's interview has said a lot. Amidst our daily routines, it is so easy to get caught up in the busyness, always chasing the next deadline or achievement. I found that it is so easy to overlook just how crucial it is to step back and take a deep breath. As Xiaojie and Catherine emphasized, hitting pause is a powerful way to reconnect with oneself and gain some much-needed perspective. Ever feeling overwhelmed, I encourage you to find your own pause. Give yourself permission to slow down and rediscover your true self. It may sound kind of weird, kind of reckless, but sometimes the best way to move forward is to take a moment to stand still. Thank you for listening, and I hope this inspires you to embrace your own moments of reflection.